Thank you very much. I would like now to ask again the prosecution to raise its questions.
There's a whole lot in there to address, and it's very difficult for the end of that to come up with relatively cohesive questioning. I also take the view that we have an enormous amount at stake, and have said so publicly many times. I have commented on what the U.S. appears to be doing is ripping up the Geneva Conventions and throwing them in Lake Geneva. You mentioned the weakness of the U.N. system. Watching the United States in the United Nations system now for 22 years at the Commission on Human Rights and Subcommission, I concur with you completely about, for the most part, the interest isn't really human rights, it's another agenda, and human rights is a very interesting place to instill that agenda. But it's been particularly bad with this current administration, and you mentioned the possibility of the weakness of the United Nations, and I would like to know your views on the degree to which the United States is directly or indirectly responsible for that weakness. You also asserted that human rights wasn't really a concern either before or after in Iraq, and I would like you to comment more on that point. And further comments on the danger to international order and human rights by the failure of the rest of the international community to rally to defend these principles.
Thank you. It probably is difficult to respond in this way quickly as it is to ask the question, so let me think on my feet here a bit. About the weakness of the UN, yes, this is an important element of the essay from which I draw my remarks today that are not part of this testimony. I think it's crucial for those of us in particular who are critical of the liberal hawks in particular to take on this question of analyzing the weakness of the UN and how it did become so weak. And you asked the question of whether I think that the U.S. is in large part responsible for that weakness. Can one say other than yes? Of course, I think the U.S. is in large part responsible for that weakness, going all the way back to the role that the United States played in drawing up the United Nations Charter and ever since. But particularly since the end of the Cold War, it's been the case that the U.S. has wanted to resist the United Nations, of course. There is very, very good work done, I think, around the United Nations by, now her name is escaping me, I'll think of it in a minute, some very good work on the weaknesses of the United Nations. What I want to avoid, on the one hand, is either a liberal romantic story about the UN being our savior and multilateralism being our savior, and on the other hand, capitulating to unilateralism or capitulating to the position that I see being formulated sometimes on the Marxist left by very good analysts like Perry Anderson, Peter Gowan, and Tariq Ali, whose position around the United Nations is that it is such an arm of the United States, it's such an instrument of the United States, that they, along with PNAC, sometimes suggest that we would be better off if it just fell into the river. I want to avoid that position as well. I think that we need to develop a much more nuanced analysis of the United Nations as a place of sedimented power, but also a place where there is some room for maneuver. So that's, in a nutshell, I suppose, my position around the UN and the U.S. in the UN. The argument that human rights was not a genuine concern, in some ways, I think, is more difficult, particularly when one is talking about the liberal hawks like Michael Ignatieff, Christopher Hitchens, Tony Blair, etc. I don't want to overstate the case in some ways. Certainly, I'm not suggesting that they're being entirely disingenuous here. I think that human rights do have some place in their arguments. What I think that, where I think they fail is to think about the broader context of human rights, to think about the difficulty of calibrating that moral question of how one goes about protecting human rights under difficult circumstances. I think the idea that cosmopolitan moral solidarity requires intervention, and intervention in the form of war in cases like this, requires very serious consideration and analysis. So I think it's that jump from the link to, from human rights to war that I worry about here. The failure of the rest of the international community. I don't feel entirely ready to address that question, so I would like to leave that aside.
Thank you very much.